Now, moving on to the last couple of questions, how did you go about measuring practice change when you implemented the ACT program? I understand that you've been running for about 9 months with the new service, so you've got some different measures, including fidelity measures, which seem to be unique in the mental health services.
So we've been operating for 9 months. We currently have 40 consumers that we work with at the moment. 24 of those have been involved for at least 6 months. So we've identified a number of tools that we intend to use to evaluation, because we're still currently in the evaluation sort of process. So we've identified the CAN, which is the Camberwell Assessment of Needs, which looks at met versus unmet needs. We're looking at clinical outcome measures, the HONOS and the LSB, which is recorded every 13 weeks. We also are looking at the length and number of admissions that people have into our acute inpatient unit. And we're also planning on using the Recovery Star, which is a tool to hopefully be able to measure the level of engagement with clinicians. So in terms of the fidelity measure, we're using what's called the DACS, which we've completed at 4 months post-implementation as well as at 8 months implementation, and we intend to run it again after 12 months. So at 4 months, we scored 82 out of 140, which shows that we hadn't reached a level considered to be providing ACT. But now at 8 months, we've reached a score of 95 out of 140, which is to be considered a fair implementation of ACT services. So we're looking at, like I said, reviewing this every 12 months to make sure that we are working towards providing an ACT service.
And could you give us an example of a couple of the criteria in the fidelity measure that you would be recording to get that score out of 140?
It looks at a range of aspects in terms of practice, so specifically around caseloads, number of contacts, services that you have access to, specialists, just all that model, I guess the core model parts that you're trying to work towards. It's broken up into three sections, which is what we try, which eventually gives you the score of 140.
And I gather that you don't just collect all that information from the client's file. You have to collect it from a range of different places in order to complete that fidelity measure.
Yeah, you do look at, I guess, the different files as well as you do evaluate the service, specifically at the service and what, I guess, resources are available. And yeah.
We've also kept a database on referral information and information on the consumers so that we can... So one of the measures is, has the team picked up more than six people per month? So we can look back at referral processes and make sure that, you know, if we have picked up more than six, then we'd score lower on that fidelity score. But, you know, that's one we've been able to keep an eye on and are scoring full marks for that one, so that's really good.
Mm. Okay, finally, any parting comments, general advice, handy hints for other people who are going to implement ACT?
I suppose my general advice would be to know what you're doing, know what you want to change, why you want to change it and how you're going to go about it, and to know that this kind of preparation does take time. For me, it took several months just to develop the proposal, let alone then 4 months before we actually implemented the team. But this ensured that any time I needed to justify what I had to do or why I was doing it, that I could. And that it is a lot of work and you can't do it without your supportive management. And so once you determine what you need to implement, the next step is to ensure you've got your management support. So find out what they really need to know to back you. So do they want to know about improved consumer outcomes? Do they want to know about cost-benefit analysis? Do they want to know diversity of your service provision, improved staff satisfaction, or is it a combination of all of those? What is your implementation actually going to provide for them?
And what I would say is probably around time. You know, be prepared that it takes a fair bit of time. While you're in amongst the implementation, make sure you dedicate specific time for you actually to review and reflect. Because it does take a while to get to work towards what you want to achieve, and when you're in the middle of it, sometimes time's the first thing to go. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a common response I've heard, and I know myself doing implementation, that you need to keep it on the boiler, and you can get complacent after a year. So having regular review times, and particularly when there's new staff coming on board who weren't there originally when you started off. Okay, thank you very much.